Let's start the program with not only that interest rates decision today from the Reserve Bank, but also tomorrow, the all-important GDP numbers. These are the economic growth numbers. And of course, if you were to get two consecutive quarters where the economy were to shrink, the economy would be officially in recession. Now, none of the forecasts suggest that we are anywhere near that. But the export numbers that came out today, along with the current account deficit numbers, did show that it would strip some 0.3% off the growth numbers that are expected tomorrow. Around the country, a range of economic forecasters started to downgrade their forecasts of how strongly Australia is growing. And that has big implications for government and potentially big implications for companies as well. Let's go to Michael Blythe, who is the chief economist of the Commonwealth Bank. Always great with his time. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening.
So just explain these numbers and why they were so important today.
Well, certainly a big driver of Australian growth in recent years has been what they call net exports, mainly rising resource exports on the back of that big mining construction boom that we've seen. What the data today suggested was that export story weakened a little bit right at the end of 2015, and rather than being a big contribution to those GDP numbers when we see them tomorrow, they're probably not going to add much at all.
So where have you got those annual GDP numbers when they come out tomorrow and the quarterly number that you've got as well? Where have you got it sitting at the moment?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts in this story. Yes. When we add them all up, we're getting around about a 0.5% increase in the quarter, which will give annual growth of about 2.5%. Now, that's below what we think is normal or trend for Australia, so it'll be a bit disappointing from that perspective. But it's a long way from that recession-type outcome that you mentioned, and that's been a pretty regular feature of the debate over the last year or so.
And just explain to Australians what trend is. It's around 3.2% from what I understand.
Yes, that's right. It's kind of the long-run average. Australian economy averages out over time. It's somewhere close to 3%, so 2.5%. It's a sub-trend, below-trend from that perspective. But as I say, it's well above zero. It's well above those negative outcomes. You'd need to classify it as a recession.
But isn't one of the curiosities that I always thought that the economy needed to grow around about 3% to be able to create enough jobs, if you like, to keep the unemployment rate coming down? The interesting side of Australia's economy is even though we have been growing at subpar or sub-trend, if you like, the truth is there's been quite a lot of jobs created in Australia. It almost is almost inverse thinking about the way you'd normally look at the economy.
Yes, yeah, certainly 3% has always been viewed as the magic number in terms of job creation. But what people forget, I think, is that labour costs also matter when it comes to employment. And we've had very weak growth in labour costs over the last few years, and that's helped support labour demand. So it's not just about output growth, it's also about the cost of hiring people. Those very subdued outcomes that we've had there have helped prop up jobs growth.
And the final part about this is also that if you then have very weak economic growth or subpar economic growth, then the government is not getting the sort of growth in tax revenue that it might otherwise expect. And if it's got spending which is starting to rise, and we know it's rising much faster than what its revenues have been rising, its taxes have been rising, that makes framing the budget, trying to balance the budget, a very, very difficult thing.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's one of the strange things in the current environment. You know, the real economy that economists like to talk about, that we've been talking about, is doing okay. But the income being generated by that economy is exceptionally weak. So while real GDP may be 2.5%, nominal GDP or incomes or the tax base is probably going to be 2% or less. And that very slow growth in tax base is weighing on revenues. It's why the government's failed to achieve the sort of revenues that thought it was, and why it's proved so hard to try and wind that budget deficit back.
Yeah, one thing about that budget, not only the budget deficit, but the current account deficit, in other words, the country as a whole, where the fact that we've got more money leaving the country than what is coming into the country in terms of export earnings. One of the points about this is that clearly Australians overall have been getting into more debt. I did note that Australia's net foreign debt, so this is not the government debt, this is Australians' debt, the net foreign debt has gone through $1 trillion. In fact, I think it was $1.005 trillion as it was when these numbers came out today. I actually went back, strangely enough, 5 years exactly to see what that net debt number was. It was $660 billion at that time. So in that 5 years, the growth in the debt has been 52%. So then I thought, well, okay, let's have a look at the value of the GDP. In other words, what we produce on a quarterly basis. Now, you go back, you know, that same 5 years ago, on a quarterly basis, 350 $56 billion. Now on a quarterly basis, we're producing $411 billion. So in other words, the value of the economy has grown by 15.4% over the past 5 years, but the value of the debt of Australians has grown by 52%. That says plenty about what's holding back Australia long term.
Yes, I mean, you've got to think what's been going on over that period. You know, we've had the biggest mining investment boom we've ever seen. We've had to borrow to fund that. Government deficits blew out. We've had to borrow to fund those. And, of course, you know, we households have got to stick our hands up and take a share of the blame as well, as we've borrowed lots of money to invest in housing and the like. So, yes, debt has gone up. And that will have to be repaid at some point. So there are limits to this this story, and it is something that potentially crimps economic growth in the future.
I'll tell you what, it's always good to have a chat to you. Michael Blyth is the Commonwealth Bank's chief economist, and again, like many others, starting to ease back just some of those forecasts as a result of the numbers that came out today. And Michael, we appreciate your time here on the program tonight.
Thanks, Ross.